Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the 2023 NACUSO Network here in lovely Las Vegas. And look who we have in the studio lounge, Mr. Brian Branch. You are chair of the Via Stella
Foundation? Via Stella Foundation.
Okay.
It's a credit union foundation in Poland. And we're focusing on responding to refugee needs and the war in Ukraine.
Yeah.
And something that's very... very dear to the Polish credit unions.
No doubt. Can you give us an update on what's going on over there? Because we had, I think, just a few weeks ago, we were in Washington, D.C., and I interviewed you and Rafael Matuszak from Poland as well. So share with me what's the latest going on.
Well, you know, it's been a long winter in Ukraine, and not as cold as we feared, but the missile strikes and the drone strikes have focused on the power infrastructure, the electrical grids, and knocked out those energy sources for people living in the interior cities in Ukraine. That's very, very dire. Mm-hmm. You know, in Kiev, they've had electricity on an average 2 to 3 hours a day. So through much of the winter, we focused on acquiring generators and getting generators to those communities. And we focus a lot on heating points. So sometimes it's an apartment in an apartment building, mm-hmm. where people in that apartment can go. The generator will provide them with heat. They can charge their cell phones. They've got cots so that people can sleep there in the warmth.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's a tent out in the street or out in the square, again, where people can go for some heat, mm-hmm. and some hot food. Mm-hmm. They usually run a soup kitchen. And help people get through that cold. So now, you know, spring's coming. So still providing generators to help provide electricity for the schools.
Need power, right?
Get the kids back to school.
Yeah.
Some of the municipal buildings, keep things going. But, you know, when we talk about Via Stella, you know, the Poles set up the Via Stella Foundation. We call it the Pathway to Safety. You know, we focused on ambulances, getting relief medical equipment in, getting people out to Polish hospitals. Mm-hmm. When refugees come in, help them with housing grants, get established in housing, get the kids in school, let the mothers find jobs, integrate into the communities. And the Polish credit unions provide credit union membership to the refugees, mm-hmm. to help them integrate, start to save, you know, plan ahead for the future. And integrate into those Polish communities to stabilize both the refugees and the communities themselves.
And where are the credit unions in all of this? How are they kind of the foundation of it all?
You know, the credit unions are everywhere in Poland.
Yeah.
And you find refugees in most communities in Poland. Certainly closer to the border, you find a lot of refugees because they want to be able to go back across the border and to their family, mm-hmm. who may be fighting in the resistance, back to check on their homes that they've had to abandon. So some of the cities like Lublin, Krakow, Warsaw, they've had a 20% increase in population just from the refugees coming in. And of course that's a challenge, as I spoke this morning, to public services. So the Ukrainians have partnered with schools to help provide resources for the additional children, mm-hmm. in the schools. And they partnered with medical personnel to provide women's health services in those communities for the incoming refugees.
Gosh, what a... Do you ever see it leveling off over there? I mean, I know this is kind of, I don't know, trying to be optimistic about the future there, but, you know, thank goodness we have this credit union system over there.
You know,
and a lot of other efforts that are going on as well, but credit unions are right there in the mix helping out.
And they're, you know, and they're very, very involved in trying to respond. And, you know, I've talked with people that come in from the front line, and the credit unions are providing them with food and materials, go back to the villages, the people which have been living underground for months,
front
lines, and supporting them. So, you know, I don't see an end in sight anytime soon.
Yeah.
And this is a very, very dirty war, And I just have to admire the Ukrainians who have really put up such a stiff resistance and a smart resistance.
Indeed. Yeah, I don't think the other side anticipated the resistance here. So yeah, but I mean, we talk about the refugees. What? How many is that? 2 million, 3 million refugees from Ukraine going into Poland? Actually, or probably there may be even more.
Well, you know, they've had about 10 million. From Ukraine go through Poland.
Okay, my bad.
And the estimates on how many have stayed is what you're after there.
Yeah.
You know, and I see estimates from 2 million to 5 million.
Okay.
So, but what's striking is how the communities in Poland have really embraced them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's driving the Ukrainians. The Ukrainians are trying to support their communities and doing what they can to help integrate these refugees.
Yeah, and just a tremendous opening of arms from this country. Just incredible. Oh, gosh. So many incredible stories.
Absolutely. And what's been great is the U.S. credit unions and the credit service organizations, and that's why I'm here at NICUSO, that have partnered with the Polish credit unions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's not just a Polish effort, it's a Polish-American effort.
Oh, yeah.
Now we have some other countries' credit union systems that are reaching out to the Poles to help support this.
Yeah, you stole my thunder, but I was going to ask you, what can credit unions domestically help do?
Well, you know, we
have... doing already.
We have the Via Stella website, and you know, if you go to viastella.pl, very easy to find, and there you find information about what the Polish Cranes are doing and information about how to contribute.
Okay, alrighty, sir. Anything else to add? I know you're on stage this morning as well, doing your keynote. Anything you want to share from that? Any highlights? Because I know you focused on the Poland-Ukraine.
You know, in this day and age, you know, we're always challenged is how do we empathize? Why do we care about these things? And you know, with this war, we've all felt the economic impact of it, with energy prices and food prices and the impact on inflation. But really, what would it be like to really feel this at home? And so I share with people, you know, what would it be like if that were us, if that were happening to us instead of Ukraine and the United States?
Mm-hmm.
And the role that Ukrainians have in trying to mitigate the impact of a crisis like this and help people. And so it's really quite striking when you stop and you think about what if that were us and the help that Ukrainians can provide to help us get through such a situation.
Yeah, there's a sense of pride there as well for this industry to do things like that, to really step up and help.
And that's why we love this Ukrainian system so darn much.
There's no industry like it on planet Earth, for sure. So, alrighty, Brian, anything else to add to wrap up? Any final thoughts?
Sounds great.
Okay.
Thanks. Great to see you.
Well, great to see you as well, sir. Always appreciate your time.
Absolutely.
Keep up the good work there, all right? And be safe if you venture over there again. So,
Absolutely.
Yeah. Alrighty, sir. Thank you. All Brian Branch, everybody. It's a Via Stella Foundation, right?
Via Stella. Okay. Pathway to Safety.
Okay, gotcha. We'll put that link in the show notes. You can get right to it.
Thanks.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns' new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.